Hello and welcome to the New Homeowner Podcast. On this episode of the podcast, we'll have a conversation with a project manager about your pre-construction meeting. And at the end of the episode, our special guest will share the one thing you can do as a new home buyer to make building your home fun and stress-free. Amy, Kelsey, welcome. Episode 5, are we on here?
Episode 5.
This is great. This is really, really good. It may be too early, but I'm looking forward actually to back to school. My kids are not looking forward to that, but I'm starting to see the ads and I'm starting to get into the fall vibe. Is that too early? Because it's we're recording this end of July.
I'm going to the beach next week, so I'm not ready for fall yet. Amy, you might be.
Yeah, if you haven't done your beach trip yet or your vacation, then it's almost
that.
Rude of me to bring it up. Yeah. I apologize.
I'm offended.
I also have a pending beach trip, so I could push fall back just a little bit, but there are good things that come with fall. So I'll look forward to the football games and some of the pumpkin patch activities too.
Let's bring on our special guest today, Emily. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. You're joining us remote. So if the audio is a little different than our other episodes, I think we have it as best as we can, but how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. You sound great. Any plans this summer? What are you up to besides building houses?
Oh, absolutely. I will be going to Costa Rica this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's amazing.
I am very excited. So I'll be there for 5 working days and then 2 weekends. So it's going to be nice.
Good for you.
Very good. So Emily, give us a little bit of your background, kind of introduce yourself a little bit.
So hello, everyone. My name is Emily. I'm currently a project manager in our Southeast Florida division, having a blast building homes in Miami. I've been working with the company since 2017 in our Northern Virginia division, originally as an intern. So now I'm 3 years full-time with the production team. I'm a former collegiate tennis player. So tennis down here in Miami, all well and good.
Perfect. That's a good spot
so
for it.
It's been a blast down here, as well as I'm originally from Jamaica. So the heat down here is great for me in comparison to that Virginia cold weather. So you guys have fun with fall. I'll be down here.
So funny story, I met Emily, I think you were 11 or 12, Emily. Is that about right, do you think?
I would say yes. That's a good guesstimate. Maybe 10, maybe like 10, 11. Yes.
Emily's aunt lives next to me in our neighborhood, and she was this little kid and she was into tennis. That's all I heard. She's into tennis. And then suddenly she's a collegiate player and probably could, well, she definitely could crush me because I'm not a very good tennis player. But your uncle's a pretty good player. You guys have played before.
Oh, yeah. He constantly calls me for advice. He has a new hitting partner in the neighborhood now, thank God. So they go out almost every single day. I'm kind of proud of him. So he's getting his reps in.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of hard work and dedication that go into becoming a collegiate level athlete for any sport, but especially tennis. I know a little bit about your story, but how did you get into home building? It's not totally unusual to have a woman project manager, but there's usually a lot of guys doing this job. So what's kind of the background of a project manager and kind of, you know, what's it been like for you in that role?
When I joined NVR as an intern, I fell in love with this industry. I tried a few different positions. I was kind of gravitated from a managerial standpoint to go into sales, but I kind of fell in love with land and production. So building the home as well as the macro perspective, that really was super interesting to me. It was actually between that opportunity and joining the Peace Corps. I originally wanted to be a lawyer, a human rights lawyer. So I actually got my acceptance for, you know, both my offer letter with NVR as well as my Peace Corps offer letter, which is not an easy thing to do.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a very hard decision because I had 3 days to decide on both.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. But I knew that my service would go a long way in understanding how to build homes. I got accepted for youth development. I love kids, but I absolutely fell in love with what I did over that summer as an intern. So joined the company and, you know, I trained extremely hard. I fell in love with it. There's an in-house training program that NVR does a great job in just making sure that all your project managers are equipped, organized, definitely helped with time management. You know, coming straight out of college, it's definitely something in terms of that skill set that you absolutely have to have as a project manager. And They did a great job training me, making sure that I understood the processes, understood how to build a home. And it kind of just flowed from there. Trained my butt off and got promoted fairly quickly. And here we are. Now we're in Miami.
That's really interesting that, you know, the Peace Corps, obviously they do a lot of good for people and help people. And I don't think we always realize how important it is for someone to have a place to live. I mean, so especially being able to build homes for first-time buyers, there's a great need for that. There's a shortage right now. And so every year, you know, we got to make sure that we provide that. So I'm sure it's rewarding to be able to be a huge part of that.
Oh, absolutely. Oh my goodness.
So for all the listeners, we've talked about the contract. We've talked about selections, the loan app and loan approval. And we're kind of past all those things. And then last episode, we talked about the quiet period, which we said really isn't that quiet. There's a lot of stuff getting ordered. A lot of things based on the selections you made are ordered and are in process. And so now the next big meeting, if you will, or the next big stage is the pre-construction meeting. And the project manager and Emily, I've always wondered how they came up with that name. But as I was thinking about it this morning, it really is a project. I mean, there's a very tight timeline that gets tracked. There's a lot of people involved. There are events that need to happen in parallel, events that need to happen in order. And so if you think about it, yes, it's a project management to the nth degree that you're also doing for multiple homes in a community. So project manager is the title we use for the person that is coordinating and managing the build, the quality of the home, making sure it gets done correctly. Tell us a little bit about this pre-construction meeting. What's the purpose of it? Why do we have it? And how can we get ready for it?
It's much more of an informal meeting. It's nothing, you know, too crazy. It's not meant to be a sit down and, you know, hammer out a bunch of selections or anything like that. It's pretty much reconfirming your selections. We want to make sure that before we break ground on your home, I have all the correct paperwork. You are on the same page as to what you've already confirmed with, whether it's the design center or your sales rep. It's really just a reconfirmation. So it's much more of a lighter meeting. It's a great opportunity for you to meet me and your production team. So you could have a project manager as well as a production supervisor, which would be someone who's assisting with your project manager in building your home. Usually, if you're in a larger community, there's a huge production team. It's not just one project manager. So you really have a lot of people who do have their eyes on the project, but you have a main source of contact, and that's your PJM, your project manager. In terms of planning, really just come with any questions or concerns or what you're really excited about, you know, for the build cycle of the house. That's your time to kind of set your expectations as the project manager, as well as, you know, answer any questions that the homeowner has. We kind of will go over contact information at the first portion of the meeting, how you'll contact me throughout the process, how I'll contact you, whether we will do weekly updates. We can communicate, you know, what's best for the homeowner, whether it's going to be an email or a text message or phone call. We try to keep it as simple as possible to help make it not as confusing for the homeowner, you know, in terms of communication. It's really easy to have that one avenue. That way, you know, you save all your pictures within that one avenue. You don't have pictures going to your email, pictures going to your text, and then phone calls, keeping it consistent.
Has anyone asked for like a TikTok or something, Snapchat? I guess the younger buyers maybe are snapping more. My daughter, that's the only thing she does.
Not yet. I'm not going to say no, because I'm sure that will be coming. Not yet. I have had down here, it's a little bit more prevalent than it is in Virginia for WhatsApp. Not a lot of residents in Virginia have WhatsApp, but I was very familiar with it because of family in Jamaica. And so down here, everyone is very receptive. We have WhatsApp group chats and we try to keep it super, you know, limited that, you know, we're only communicating within work hours. It's not, you know, an invitation to text all weekend, but it is something that if you want to send a video over, it's a lot more helpful to send it via WhatsApp. The attachment actually goes through.
My family uses WhatsApp. I won't name names, but there's one person in my family who is not an Apple user. And that person caused us to use WhatsApp.
You guys, so. My husband is not an Apple user. It's awful. Yeah.
There's actually more non-Apple users than Apple users. But when you are one, you like expect everybody else to use the same thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's such an interesting thing, though, to help you prepare for the meeting. And it's such a minor detail. But I feel like if I were put on the spot and asked what's the best way I would like to communicate, I would probably naturally be inclined to just say text message for me. But then if I actually think it through and like, where can all of these, you know, details and back and forth live somewhere that I can reference, I would probably, if I put more thought into it, actually say email. So it's just something to kind of get ahead of the process and think through, like, what's your best form of communication? And I'm sure it's different.
I feel like email's like serious. Like, we're talking over text, but if something needs to be said seriously and like document, like, I'm going to email it to you, it's going to be much more permanent, even though it's the same.
I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. And then with email, it's really easy to archive those photos. So for example, I can go back to all of the homes I built in Virginia and kind of reference, you know, with certain supervisors that I'm training here as to what, you know, footers look like, a foundation wall and a basement. It's really nice to reference those emails because usually people aren't going to delete their new home updates. But with a text message, you know, if you lose your phone or, you know, something crazy happens, or if you, you know, you're doing phone calls and you're not getting, you know, picture updates, it's definitely not as fun to archive those pics.
So I was a sales rep here for a few years at Ryan Homes, and I always found, Emily, that this pre-construction meeting was such an exciting time for our homeowners. The energy was high. They felt like it was a turning point in the home buying process. Do you feel the same way?
Yes. Yes. I think in the beginning, they are super concerned with, you know, did I pick the right selection? Did I pick the right lot? Trust me, you know, from here on out, just have fun with the process. It will all work itself out. This is really an exciting time for you to just kind of reignite that original contract signature. You know, I love pre-construction meetings because that first impression is super important. I definitely would describe myself as someone with a lot of energy. So I absolutely love them. I want to get to know my homeowners. It's not going to be a long dragged out meeting. You know, the meeting should be no more than about an hour, depending on questions. But it's definitely, you know, ask questions. I'll probably ask you, you know, is this your first home, first single family home, first townhome, depending on if it's a condo product? Is it your first new construction? So it really helps the production team to get a grasp as to who they're building it for.
And it's very much the start of your relationship with the homeowner. And homeowners love being in touch with their project manager. Do you have any stories of relationships that you've been able to foster with your homeowners?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, 2 weeks ago, I received a text message from a homeowner that I haven't spoken to in a long time. He knew that I moved to Miami, him and his family, and they messaged me, "Hey, if you're in town, stop by for our barbecue this weekend." And I hadn't, you know, talked to him in weeks or months. And it's really great that you realize the lasting impression that this has on homeowners. You know, I build homes for a living, but you don't build a house every single day. So it's really rewarding. It really is.
It's so true. I sold my first home in 2002 and I still exchange Christmas cards with that person.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
If you think about it, you know, if you buy a resale home, a used home, you're not going to meet the person who built that home. Most of our new home competitors, actually, you're not going to meet the person who built the home because they build it first and then they sell it. So it's already pretty much built by the time you buy it. So this is a unique opportunity. The way we like to do it is, we identify the house and the lot for you and we sign the contract and then we start. And so you get to see the whole thing happen in front of you. And for an investment this big that for some people they'll live in their entire lives and pass on to their family, I just think it's great. And we do see stories of project managers and supervisors who make lifelong friends or know people at least for years and years and years, and sometimes buy two or three homes from that area. So it's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what you can do to prepare for the pre-construction meeting and where is it held. We'll be right back.
Hey, homeowners, it's Kelsey with the new Homeowner Podcast. If you ask me, the best neighbors you could have are your friends and family. Send them to ryanhomes.com to get in touch with your community sales team or just to browse local communities in their area. That's ryanhomes.com. Now back to the podcast.
All right, we're back and we're talking with Emily. She's a project manager in our Florida area, and we're talking about the pre-construction meeting. Emily, where is this meeting held? McDonald's, a nice restaurant, at the site, at an office? I actually don't know the answer. Panera. That'd be great. Pizza place.
No. So usually pre-construction meetings, they will be held most likely at the model. That way, you know, your sales rep can be present as well as your production team. And that's obviously a place that's familiar to the homeowner. So that's the easiest location that we'll have that meeting.
What's the longest one you've ever had? Because there isn't a set time frame.
So the longest pre-construction meeting I've had, I think, is about an hour. Hour and a half. That actually was a homeowner that it wasn't a new home buyer, surprisingly. It was someone that had a few homes prior, but they were actually more accustomed to custom homes. So they had a lot of questions regarding production homes. So it was actually a really great meeting. I had a really great relationship with them the entire process. You know, project managers, sometimes we have to tailor our meetings in terms of, you know, some homeowners are going to ask a lot of questions and some aren't going to ask a lot of questions, but you can see they have a lot of questions in the back of their hand, their mind. So this was a homeowner that I knew, you know, if I took the time and just kind of reassured them that they're in good hands, their home was going to be a high quality house, 100% complete for them when they moved in, it panned out and it worked out extremely well. I still spoke with them actually right before I built their home, way prior to moving to Miami, but we still kept in contact for quite some time. So that was an hour and a half meeting. They were fantastic. But I enjoy answering the questions. It's just, you know, reconfirming and reassuring you that you're in good hands.
And you mentioned in our call last week, no question is too dumb. We know it's a brand new process for people. So if you don't understand a term we're using or how's this going to work, just ask. This is the perfect time to ask.
Absolutely. And throughout the process as well, yeah. You know, yeah, 100% agree.
You mentioned blueprints, that you guys go over those, and talk about the blueprint process, review process a little bit, and the home site review process, because you sort of talked about citing or reciting.
When we review your selections, that's just kind of or reconfirm your selections. That's just only a portion of the meeting. One thing that, you know, it's really something that we really try to review is going to be what we call your resite or your bird's eye view. Basically is a topography map showing, you know, the grading of your home, you know, are you going to have public utility easements, the overall footprint of your property corners, the overall footprint of the house itself. You know, you've selected a lot. And you've also selected a house type. Now we have the engineers put that house type on that lot and project what essentially will be the final execution. Now it is a proposed plan, so you will get a final set at the end of construction or at settlement, basically of your final property corners as to what was actually executed in the field, because we do have, you know, the right to change a few things as necessary as construction, you know, continues. But we'll review that. It's called the resite or the plot plan. The second thing that I'll review as well is your blueprints. We'll go over the overall layout, you know, as we go through the front door, you know, the flooring selections, where the flooring breaks are, your cabinet selections, where they're located, your appliances, things of those sort.
I remember you mentioning, Emily, that you cannot take your blueprints home. So it's super important to review them. Make sure you're asking all the right questions during this meeting, right?
Correct. We will not, it doesn't matter how much you beg, we will not give those blueprints over.
And if people are wondering why that is, I mean, it's something that gets copied a lot amongst different home builders. So we have our own in-house architectural team that works on these, and they're constantly revising them and improving them. And so, yeah, it's just not something we hand out to our competitors and say, here you go, here's how you make this exact house. A lot of them will copy the really good floor plans, and those change over time. People probably aren't surprised, but to me, I was shocked at, if you look at the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s, how home designs have changed and what people want. And so all of that has to get designed down to the inch, down to the half inch, quarter inch. And that's what the blueprint is. It's the exact plan of how to build a house. So anybody can walk into a model and say, oh, it looks like you have an open floor plan, but to actually design it and build a blueprint, that's a whole separate thing. And they're kind of valuable. So we keep those with us.
But the good news is for our homeowners, we'll give them a scaled down version of the blueprints that they can take a look at. And you can also go on ryanhomes.com and look up your floor plan and place your furniture in our interactive floor plan. And you can do some really cool stuff without those details that people like Emily need to worry about.
It'll have the room dimensions. I used to just draw in the couch and write on the sample one that they gave us.
We've improved since then. You can do it digitally.
We've gotten much better.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I would say for my homeowners, the re-site that you're talking about, Emily, was one of the most exciting things for them, because you as a project manager have the expertise to really paint the picture of where the sun will be rising and setting, how the home will really physically fit on the home site. And people just light up when they see that.
Exactly. And it's something that they most likely will have questions, you know, going forward, and we'll still review it if there was anything unclear. But absolutely, it's something that, you know, if we have time during that pre-construction meeting, sometimes you can go out to the lot and take a look and kind of paint that picture for them as well. But it's super important. Homeowners do get a copy of the re-site, which is great as well. They can take home with them.
So if I'm at this meeting and you say easement and I'm like, what the heck is that? I don't even know what you're talking about. That's something you'll explain in the meeting. I don't need to worry about that.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
Utility easement, water, sewer easement, where my neighbor could build a shed. All those things are laid out in the lot specifications, and you'll cover that for them if they, to whatever detail they want, I guess.
Yes. Any acronyms that you are unsure of, we've got you covered.
So you mentioned that at this point, maybe we have an idea of the start date and potentially the timeline and delivery date. Is that pretty solid? Talk about how you guys determine that. Is it at this meeting or just prior to that, I guess?
Sure, absolutely. So the pre-construction meeting most likely is about a week to 2 weeks prior to start. So that meeting, at that point, we've most likely already either received the permit or we're about to receive your permit to begin breaking ground to the home. We usually give you a rough estimate. So maybe, you know, if it's August 21st, it's late August, I'll tell you. I won't give you an actual date just because there's many things that are super subjective prior to construction beginning. So we try to give you as close of an accurate depiction in terms of time frame. I'll kind of touch base on the additional homeowner meetings that we'll have. We'll have a total of three, including that pre-construction meeting, so two additional. We'll have a pre-drywall meeting, which is usually that center portion of construction after, you know, all the exterior components of your home and as well as interior framing is completed. We'll go over a rough estimate as to when that time frame will be, as well as when the house will be completed. So the start, the middle, and then the finish. You're more than welcome, depending on who your project manager is and, you know, their work capacity and, you know, their time that they're allowed, they are able to meet with the homeowners. You can meet in between those meetings as well. There's no rule against it, but, you know, definitely be mindful of your production team's time, that you want to make sure they're focused on building your home. So regarding that time frame, they're not set in stone. They are not set in stone at all, but they are the best guess, the best educated guess for us to give our homeowners. There are many factors that can kind of contribute to that. With COVID last year, we've had so many delays regarding, you know, windows, drywall compound, you know, lumber. Oh my goodness. So there's so many factors that can determine, you know, a house can be delayed a month. It could be a couple weeks. You know, maybe 2 years ago, I would have said, I have a pretty, you know, firm grasp that I will complete your home in 3 to 4 months. I know that we'll be fairly close to that. Right now, I can honestly say, you know, this is what I'm going to aim for, but we'll continue to communicate throughout construction, and I'll be very transparent with you so that you can plan accordingly. I'm not going to give you too early because I would rather you pull up than push back. I empathize after moving to Miami.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
You think you've got it all lined up and then something crazy happens. And I can tell you from this side, you know, there's an entire team of procurement people that if a particular resource isn't available at our normal channels, they're looking for the next one and the next one. So there is a huge advantage to going with a larger builder and the fact that they can do that. Whereas a smaller builder, hey, I can't get lumber from the normal person I do, or it's four times the cost. I'm just going to have to wait. Your home is on hold. Or we've seen it where they had an addendum, like we're going to have to raise the price. That's not something that we're going to do. So the timeline, I think it's important to understand what the goal is, and the fact that we're tracking it as closely, if not closer, than the customer is. Let's talk a little bit about once it does get started, can I go out with a gold shovel and break ground? What exactly is breaking ground? I figured the lot's already ready to go, or are there trees and stuff on there? What's the usual breaking ground day look like?
This is an excellent question. I have had this question a few times, and I think the usual response or the usual idea in everyone's head is, you know, when you have a commercial project and you're cutting that ribbon or you dip the shovel in the ground, if you want me to accommodate, you know, we can talk about it on the side. I have one homeowner I did that for as a supervisor, and we found a shovel. We gave them a hard hat, and we tried. We really did. But all in all, breaking ground is just when excavation is going to be starting for your house. So trees are all cleared, most likely. Well, not most likely, for sure. We're ready to officially start construction on your house. So homeowners will usually be informed about the day of or the week of that, hey, you know, we've broken ground on your home or construction has started. It depends on whether they tell you the day of. I know some homeowners want to know so they can go out and see. We try sometimes to take photos of that original groundbreaking or the excavation itself so you can see the hole in the ground.
Isn't it so funny how a hole in the ground is exciting? But I remember, I don't know if they do a lot of basements in Florida, but my house had a basement. And when we found out that there was now a hole where the basement would be, I was like, I got to go see it. And we took pictures by the hole. It's just a pile of dirt. I sent it to my mom. She's like, yeah, that's great.
It's a big deal. You can look up our hashtag online and there are a lot of pictures of holes in the ground.
Oh, man. No, it is really exciting. We try really hard to take those photos for the homeowners that can't come out. But sometimes the concrete vendors will beat us to it, which is a great thing. Your home's on time, you know?
So, Emily, I'll give you some time for your public safety announcement. And really, this is really important in terms of when you're visiting your home site, what we need you to do and look out for, and why it's important.
So this one, I'm a laugher, but like the laughs go away when I talk about safety, for sure. Homeowners, really, really, I emphasize, you know, you're not allowed to go inside that home without a Ryan Homes or NPR employee. We really want to make sure that our homeowners, you know, are able to move in to their home, you know, all in one piece. And we don't build a lot of basements down here in Miami. But for example, if you're walking into a fully framed home and you have no idea if stairs are set into that house and a homeowner walks in, we don't know what's going to happen at that point. We really want to make sure that homeowners reach out to their production team and make sure that you guys schedule the appropriate, you know, 24 to 48 hour window so you're able to go see the home. I always invite homeowners, you know, absolutely driving by as many times as you want. I absolutely encourage it. It's a very fun process. But when it comes to visitation inside the house, please, please, please make sure that you schedule with an NPR employee for sure.
And hard hats.
Oh, absolutely. Of course. And closed-toed shoes.
Yes. I've seen, you know, multiple pictures of my wife was pregnant when we were visiting our home. And she's like, can I walk across this 8-inch beam to get to? I'm like, no, you can't. Stay away from the dirt. Stay away from the piles. Just look from here. There's nothing you're going to see in there that you can't see from here. Just don't risk it. Because like you said,
it's not worth it.
There could be that day they put up a wall and just temporarily braced until they can finish it. So we really have to stress that your safety is paramount and the safety of our employees as well. So if you're in there and stuff's moving around, we certainly don't want anybody getting hurt on the job site.
Jason, you mentioned pictures. So a little marketing plug here. We see people, you know, hashtag Ryan Homes or tag us on Instagram, any social media all the time. You know, typically we like to reshare that type of content, right? Like we want to share these pictures of our families moving into their homes or during the build process, getting excited. But so many times we'll come across pictures and we're like, oh, look at how happy they look, but they're not wearing hard hats. And we're like, oh my gosh, that isn't usable content because they're not practicing safety. And then we have to, you know, make sure that that's information's delivered to the project manager. And I think one thing that people may not realize is that the home right now is still, you know, under the ownership of NVR, right? And so we're liable if anything happens to you. So that's just a huge portion of why we're so concerned about your safety.
Absolutely. It's definitely a huge liability. It's the same thing with my vendors. You know, we want to make sure our contractors go home to their kids and their families at night. We want to make sure that you're there at settlement to sign those papers and receive the keys. So it's all in good faith. It's nothing, you know, we aren't trying to be strict to ruin the experience for these homeowners. I know I get pushback sometimes, but that is a boundary I will not bend. You have to give me a little bit of time to make sure the house is ready for you to walk. You know, what if we're painting and someone has asthma, they walk in on prime day and you have no idea what can happen. So it's not even just, oh, something's going to fall on your head. It's the environment of the house itself. You know, how can it compromise anyone that's not properly equipped to walk in?
Anything else on the preparation of the meeting? I mean, it sounds like if you wanted to, you can just come in and start asking questions. Obviously, if you're buying with someone else, it's nice for those two people to be on the same page to understand what's been selected in those things. But I've certainly seen on Facebook groups, people asking like, what questions should I ask? But really it's each own homeowner's situation in terms of what they want to ask and what makes them feel comfortable and excited about the process, right?
Absolutely. And there's going to be plenty of time for questions if they can't come up with anything, you know, significant at that one meeting. We're going to be communicating regularly. So if you come up with any additional questions, you can always, you know, whatever the form of communication that you and your project manager have preferred, you can send them an email, send them a text for any additional questions. Just come excited, understand what you have selected in the home so that you're able to reconfirm it.
Bring that notebook too. We've talked about that. And I want to say every episode now, bring that notebook, take notes.
Yes. Every phase of construction, yep. Just bring it with you. Yep.
So you're talking with the homeowners or home buyers between the pre-construction and the next big meeting, the next mandatory meeting, if you will, which is the pre-drywall meeting, which is when they'll get to see everything before it gets covered up with drywall. So if one of your concerns about visiting inside the house is, oh, I just got to see, did they do this and did they do X? And my uncle's a home inspector and he wants to look at it. They'll have that chance, right? They can come in and see everything before it gets covered. And then the new home orientation is the last meeting, probably one of the funnest, where you're walking a finished home and you're just going to start to learn about how the home operates and the systems you need to understand. So those are the three big meetings: pre-construction, pre-drywall, and new home orientation. Now, Emily, at the top of the show, we talked about a tip. The one thing that buyers can do to make sure that the process is a little bit stress-free and more fun. It really should be. It should not be a super stressful time for you. What tip would you give people?
Definitely enjoy the process is definitely one of the biggest tips. The actual construction of the home, you know, this is a very fun process. Not everyone can say, I got to see my home built from ground up. People aren't buying new construction homes every single day of their lives. So enjoy the process. Don't be afraid to ask questions, as well as just understand when your production team does set boundaries, they're doing that for your benefit. You want to make sure that, you know, you guys are calling within business hours, just the same way that it may seem like, you know, on your work break, you give us a call, you know, five or six times, but on the weekends, we're not as available as our sales reps. You know, they work as well on the weekends, you know, Sunday to Sunday, pretty much, but they do rotate out. So with the production team, as well as our vendors, we do not usually answer our phone on the weekends. So we do have to set those boundaries very early on, as well as outside of business hours. I know sometimes it's tempting to text your production team, you know, at 8 o'clock at night because you don't want to forget something. That is fine. You just will not get a response until the next morning.
Right. So you're taking all the stress for them.
Right.
And I'm sure there's no stress in your job at all, right?
Oh, no, not at all.
So all the stress that they might think they need to feel, they don't. You've got that covered. And in that same vein, they've got to understand that, hey, on the weekends, Emily might need to go hit some tennis balls, or at night, she might need to eat food and watch TV and just chill out, or maybe get to Costa Rica for vacation once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Emily,
no, absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm sure we'll have you back on in a later episode as we dive into some buyer questions. We really appreciate your time.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you for having me.
So in the next episode, we're going to talk about the pre-drywall meeting and what to expect during that meeting. We either have Emily back or maybe we'll have a different project manager to talk to. So look forward to that. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast to stay in the loop with future episodes. And you can visit newhomeowner.com if you want to submit a question or a topic for a future episode. If you have a friend in the market for a new home, be sure to share the podcast so they can understand what it's like to build a new house with Ryan Homes. And have them visit ryanhomes.com to see the Ryan Homes communities in their area. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye.